George Bush sucks! Speech! Help me step! We love speech! Help me step! We love speech! Help me step! We love speech! Help me step!
Oh, hello everyone. This is John Earhart again. We've been marching for about 20 minutes, maybe even 30. And we are finally here at Washington University, and oh, what a surprise, there's gated fence all around it. And here we have some lovely SWAT team officers to my right. March is still going strong, probably 200 or 300 people. We're out here representing the voice of America, in my opinion. I mean, I've seen multiple polls that say over 50% of the public would like to see third-party candidates in the debate. There is literally a row of 60 or 70 SWAT team officers here dressed in black. Look for pictures on the blog soon. Apparently we're still marching, and Washington University is to my right. Looks like we're actually still about 4 hours away from debate time, and there's already 70 SWAT team, like I said. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you up to date. Take care.
George Bush sucks! George Bush sucks! George Bush sucks! George Bush sucks! George Bush sucks!
Hey guys, this is John Earhart. Very exciting times here. It is an honor and a privilege to bring this report to you from the road. You know, in death's road, they call your last walk to your death the green mile, apparently. Well, this is sort of our political mile of some sort. We have Cobb and Baden Arc and about 100 people walking right down the middle of the street. We are heading back to the main entrance of Washington University. I see they've started some chants behind me in regards to letting us into the debate. I mean, that's what this is all about. We have two candidates running for king who are anti-choice, really. They don't want you to even hear. They're anti-freedom of speech. Michael is on the ballot in this very state. And he's on the ballot, but he's not in the debate. This is occurring everywhere. We were at University of Miami. There's a chain-link fence around the entire university. I reported earlier that we met the same thing here, along with 70 SWAT teams at the main entrance, and that is the entrance we're heading back to right now. We completed a five-mile march all around the university, and it ended with the ultimate police barrier, and you'll see photos soon. There was over 100 SWAT team and police and their assault vehicle, or as they would like to call it, I guess, anti-assault vehicle. But anyways, after that, we went down to a little lawn down there, and Michael and David spoke along with some others. A little bit of a rally to get people's spirits up, and we are headed back for the main event. There's still approximately an hour and a half to go until the lesser event between Bush and Kerry. So Cobb and Bednarik, they asked if they could pass at our other barricade, and we're told no. Fred Collins, our campaign manager, is here, and he's reiterating the fact that that is all they said, is no, nothing else. I've been told we have less than a half a mile to go. And we are not willing to take no for an answer when we get to the main entrance here. Neither Cobb nor Badnarik. So whatever happens, happens. And we have approximately 20 different cameras, television cameras, and media. Maybe even more than that. I would say more than that. And the rest of these people are volunteers and eyewitnesses. So we have Fred and I, our campaign manager, and I have a plan here. I'm going to be your official photographer for tonight. I hope I do as well. And as soon as the event takes place, I plan on handing the phone to Fred, and he will describe the events, if there are any, and I will be shooting the event. Until then, numerous police cars keep passing us and or leapfrogging us once we, as we head back to the main entrance of Washington University here in St. Louis. I don't know. Hopefully not. Huh? Washington University. I told him that. So, anyways, we're still walking, we're still marching. But I hope we're making you proud. You have elected a candidate. Elected your nominee is willing to walk 6 miles for liberty in dress shoes. At least, and more. Alright, I think we're coming up on our last corner here, and then we're going to take a left. But it seems like I've told you that before. We're letting Cobb and Badnarik take the lead here as we get very close here. More police cars in the distance, flashing lights, you know the drill. Failed to mention after the Cornell debate we just did, well, I guess 48 hours ago, seems like a month ago with the amount of traveling and sleep Michael and I get sometimes, but immediately after the Cornell debate we got our required 3 or 4 hours of sleep and hot booted on over to Austin, Texas, where both Cobb and Badnarik debated again. Here's Fred.
I want to get up here by David Michael. Okay, we're coming up to the gate here. As you hear, there's a very large police presence. Oops. And a lot of temporary gate and fencing, which I almost ran into. And I believe we have the presence of every police officer in St. Louis, and I think they may have brought in a bunch from the greater St. Louis region. Everywhere you look, flashing lights. Adding to the confusion, they're going through some construction too, so this is turning into quite an event here. Oh, false alarm, that wasn't the main gate. We still have a ways to walk. This may be the longest audio blog of all time. Well, we wanted the supporters and all the interested people and Michael to, you know, get a blow-by-blow of what the action was. Unfortunately, you know, things take a little longer when you have to watch. A lot of Bednarik signs, a lot of supporters out here really showing the way to go. We have a very good event going here. Just a very long one.
People, make some noise! Open the bay! 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 Open the bay!
Just passed quite a large contingent of Green Party members, who of course are supporting us in this endeavor. Michael and David are both doing interviews right now with television cameras.
Are not heard, and that issues that our respective parties represent will never be heard. I am going to attempt to go off the barricade,
attempt to exercise
my first
amendment
right,
and
also
to
secure that the
man
will get
in front of us. Thank you. Woo! Woo! We are stars.
Anywhere I happen to stand is extremely dumb. Freedom does not exist in the United States, but it's just that Republicans are probably going to demonstrate that.
Are you
explaining
any of that, by the way?
Absolutely not. We are challenging a system. They are heavily armed. We are armed with principles and values. What do you not do? Michael?
Woo!
Open the debate!
Open the debate! Open the debate! Open the debate!
Open the debate! Open the debate! Open the debate!
Mr. Thompson, Mr. Bednarik have approached the police line and are trying to push their way through. The police have closed ranks and are not allowing them through.
Open the debate! Open the debate! Open the debate! Open the debate!
Open the gate! Open the gate! Open the gate! Open the gate! Open the gate!
Hey guys, I'm back. This is Mark Strassman, reporter for American Politics Today. We're about to speak to Michael Bednarik, who's on his way to either debate or get arrested in St. Louis at the presidential debates. Welcome to American Politics Today.
Hey, thank you.
Tell us how bona fide the Libertarian Party and your candidacy are. How many of you are there, and how many ballots are you on around the country?
Well, Libertarians have over 600 elected officials nationwide. We have more candidates on the ballot and more political support than all the other third parties combined. In Texas alone, we have 31 candidates for Congress. The only district that we do not have a candidate running for office is in Ron Paul's district, out of respect and deference to the most honorable man in Washington right now.
He's almost a libertarian, or what?
I didn't hear you.
Ron Paul, why is he special?
Because he's the only person who votes the Constitution on every single bill. His nickname is Dr. No, because he always votes no against unconstitutional laws.
He's a nominal Republican, but a libertarian...
Well, Ron Paul was a libertarian presidential candidate for us.
Right.
He is currently in Congress as a Republican, but he always votes libertarian.
Okay, good. What's your complaint about the debates?
Well, I am a legitimate candidate for a legitimate party, and I have a right to have my party's message heard. However, more important than that, the American people have a right to hear our message so they can make a choice from more than just two options. Henry Ford once said that you can have your car painted any color you want as long as it's black. Well, that is not a legitimate choice. The Democrats and Republicans are trying to convince Americans that they can have any president they want as long as it's George Bush or John Kerry. That is also not a legitimate choice. We recently selected Miss America from over 50 contestants, and I think Americans have a right to select their president from more than just two.
Okay, now, go ahead.
So I'm hoping to get into the presidential debate so that George Bush and John Kerry can discuss issues that Americans are actually concerned about.
Are you on enough ballots to be elected president to get 270 electoral votes if you get the votes in enough states?
I'm on the ballot in 48 states and Washington, D.C., so which is more than Ralph Nader.
In case you don't get a chance to be in the debate, as succinctly as you can, tell the people who are listening how your policies differ from the Republican and Democratic policies.
The Libertarian Party believes in the Constitution, individual rights, and private property. We have this really crazy idea that the Constitution means something and that it puts limitations on the government.
So does that mean
if I were elected president, I promise to veto every unconstitutional law that Congress sends to my desk.
Which existing government functions at the federal level do you feel are unconstitutional and you would try to get rid of if you were president?
Well, most of them are unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8 identifies what Congress is allowed to do. Anything that Congress is doing which is not on that list is, by definition, unconstitutional. So we would get rid of the Department of Education because, you know, we're wasting too much money on education and the quality of our students is declining. In 1953, American students were number one in math and science. Now, after 50 years of government control, our students are 29th in math and science, and some estimates say that our high school students are coming out of school, 50% are coming out of school functionally illiterate.
How about defense? How about the war in Iraq?
The war in Iraq was a mistake. It's a mistake for us to stay there, and I would bring our sons and daughters home as safely and quickly as possible.
What about the Department of Health and Human Services, which is a huge bureaucracy that does a lot of things?
We would get rid of that. You have a right to life, liberty, and property, but you do not have a right to your neighbor's property. So it's your responsibility to put food in your mouth. It's your responsibility to put shelter over your head. And, you know, we are not, it would be theft to have the government take someone else's property to spend it for your health care, for your housing.
Well, the idea of property is theft leads right into tax policy. The president says lower taxes for the...
I really can't hear you. I'll have to continue this some other time.
We're almost through. I think it'll go down. It's been going up and down. Hello? Still there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. The noise comes and goes. What's the on-the-ground situation? What are you going to be doing next?
Well, we're marching to where the debates are. David Cobb and I will both give a speech, and then we'll try to enter the debate area. We suspect that our freedom of speech will be violated, and we will probably be handcuffed and taken off to jail.
Tell people who David Cobb is.
I'm sorry?
Who's David Cobb?
David Cobb is the presidential candidate for the Green Party.
Okay. What time is it there in St. Louis?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. How long until you're going to be arrested?
I have no idea.
Oh. Okay. Do you think it's more likely that you'll get into the debate or that you'll go to jail?
I have no idea.
Okay. Thanks very much for talking to us. I hope we can talk to you after you either finish debating or finish serving your time.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey guys, this is John Earhart.
Open the bag. Mr. Cobb has pushed his way through. Michael is trying to force his way through the police line. They are holding firm.
Open the bay!
Open the bay!
Michael has gone through the police line. They are now back behind the police line. As you can hear, we're all on the other side of the police line. John Earhart will check in back later with a continuation of this blog. Everybody have a good night, and we'll be back as soon as we find out what's going on.
Hey guys, I'm back. The event has happened. They were very resistant. We're pushing their shield in Michael's face and his nose. Cobb got in first, then Bednarik did. They have handcuffed him, and we are looking at them in custody right now. They have a trunk open. Everyone is still here. The crowd is even bigger. I think 150 or 200 by now. We are right in front of the Washington University. I see a big CNN or whatever bus way down there covering the fake news of the night. Impromptu chant of Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights broke out immediately when they were arrested, when they crossed the line. I will keep you guys up to date. Thanks for listening.
Corporate media?
No, we're not.
No, we tell the truth.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I read the Declaration of Independence years ago, but now I understand the dedication that they had. We owe it to them. And I am fighting as hard as I can for liberty. What if George Washington had done that at Valley Forge? You know, it's really cold. You know, we're fighting against King George. I know we really have no chance. Let's put up a campfire and just go home. We'll look at our children and our grandchildren. That's not the American spirit. That's not the spirit of heroes. Do you understand how important this is? We keep reading American history. We 4th of July is our favorite holiday. We fly the flag. We wear red, white, and blue. We go, gosh, isn't it wonderful to be an American? As we sit by and let them create free speech zones? Am I straddling the fence for anybody here? How badly do you want to do it? Do you feel the fires of liberty burning inside? Because that's where it lives. It's not the Constitution. It's not the Bill of Rights. It's not a piece of paper in Washington. You want to burn the Constitution? You want to shred the Bill of Rights? I don't care. You're not going to shut me up. You're not going to get my gun. Because it's not the piece of paper that gives me my rights. It's the fact that I am standing here and nobody's going to shut me up. If I can get my finger on the trigger, you will never get your hand on my gun. Am I straddling the fence for anybody here? We have to win. Our posterity, our children, our great-grandchildren, we owe this to them. This is the right thing to do, and John and I are going to continue doing this, with or without your help, because it is the right thing to do. What we need is 15%. If I get 15% in 5 independent polls, then I can participate in the presidential debate against George Bush and John Kerry. If I can beat Gary Nolan and Aaron Russo in a debate, what do you think I can do to George Bush and John Kerry? I will chew them up and spit them out. I will chew them up and spit them out. Give me liberty or give me death. It's not a motto. It's not a cliche. It's not a soundbite. It's a way of life. We owe it to them. And I am fighting as hard as I can for liberty. I read the Declaration of Independence years ago, but now I understand the dedication they had. I'm doing everything I possibly can. John and I are getting 4 hours of sleep a night. We literally can't do any more. The rest is up to you.